Hi, this is dictation for Alfonso Washington Jr., ALFONZOWASHINGTON Jr. Date of birth is 11/16/1992. Date of accident 10/9/2023. Date of service 10/11/2023. The patient reports that he is suffering from severe headache. In the chief complaint, severe headache, neck pain, lower back pain, and pain in the left knee. He attributes all of this to an automobile accident that occurred on 10/9/2023 as follows. The patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side. He was wearing the seat belts in a Ford Fusion Uber car driven by an Uber driver. And he had a friend in the next to him, and they were stopped at 7 Mile and Hayes near Queen in East Detroit. They were stopped to make a left turn while another car came from behind and hit them in a rear-ending accident. Their car is completely totaled. Other driver got the ticket and was hit and run. He ran away from the seat, from the place. And he did not get it. They could not get a ticket for him. And police did come and ambulance did come. And it was a hit and run accident. There was a momentary loss of consciousness. Airbags deployed according to the patient, and he was wearing a seat belt. The car is totaled. Rear seat came almost to the front, and as a result, he banged his head into the headrest, knee to the seat, left shoulder twisted, neck was whiplashed due to the headrest and the seat belt. The car was completely totaled, although damage was mostly in the rear trunk, rear bumper. However, the doors, the windows and windshields, rear and front, are all okay. Inside, there was no damage or to the seatbelt, headrest, steering wheel. In the history of presenting illness, patients reporting headaches that are mild, usually located to the back of the head, and they are moderate, severe, infrequent, not sensitive to the light or noise, no nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. In the symptoms of TBI, patient reports he's suffering from dizziness, ringing in the ear, and confusion. Dizziness, ringing in the ear, confusion. Denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory. He denies forgetfulness, disorientation. Denies any lack of focus, loss of concentration. He denies any nausea, vomiting, or spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Denies any issue with the smell or any issue with the taste, no issue with the tongue or facial muscles or sensations. Patient report that he did go to the consult urgent care next day, but not to the emergency room. He was provided with the medication ibuprofen, but no X-rays were done. Regarding the pain symptom, patient is suffering from pain in the neck to the tune of 7. Lower back pain is 7. And the pain in the left knee is also 7. He denies any radiation of the pain, numbness, tingling to the upper extremity or lower extremities. No weakness is reported. No motor weakness is reported. No numbness, tingling is ever reported. These pains are described to be present several times a day as shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, and heavy. Pain is varying from 4 to 8 and is interfering in the ADS to the tune of 10. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, and walking, and improved by nothing. This is the modifying factors for the pain. Patient reports a history of past accident in 2020 when he was a passenger in the front seat, and the driver injured very badly. And he did not continue the case. He did not sue anybody. Although he had a pain in the left knee, which was operated, pain in the left leg, right leg, DMC hospital did 3 surgeries to his left knee and to the right leg, and there was a fracture tibia at the time, and the left knee was replaced. He has a 6-inch scar in the right leg, and also left knee has a 6-inch scar. History of the past investigation, none. History of the additional history, patient reports that there is a muscle weakness, but however it is pre-existing due to the previous accidents. Blood and bowel incontinence, patient reports none. Numbness, tingling, pins and needles, none. Medical treatments are reported none. Patient only got injured 2 days ago. In the system review, no positive. Past surgical history reports that both legs in a previous motor vehicle accident underwent to the surgery in 2020 at DMC Hospital. Allergies are none. Family history, patient says mother is alive, but no medical problem. Mother is alive, no medical problem. Two sisters are also without any medical history. Relationship status, patient single, lives alone. Employment status, patient is working. He was working before this accident and he was laid off. He used to work in a car detailing shop until 2019. Since then, he has not worked. Disability, none. And
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hi, Dr. Bachu.